Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 25th of April. This Sunday at Liège-Bastogne-Liège, Uno X Mobility will be racing on a special edition kit that pays tribute to the legendary 7-Eleven team of the 1980s. Stepping away from their usual red and yellow, both the men and women squads will wear the iconic green, white and red colours once worn by USA's first major pro cycling team to race in Europe. 7-Eleven team is a cornerstone of cycling history, famous for breaking into the European peloton and for big wins like Hampstead's 1988 Giro d'Italia, or another defining moment with Dag Otto Lorenzen's stage win in the 1987 Tour de France, the first ever for a Norwegian. That win famously inspired future pro like Torushov, now Uno X team manager. The link goes deeper. Uno X parent's company, Rayten, runs over 100 7-Eleven stores across Scandinavia, making it not just a tribute but a nod to their commercial roots as well. And there's more. Dag Otto Lorenzen himself will be in a team cars this Sunday as the honorary sports director, adding a personal touch to the homage. The race, it's a brutal 259 kilometers with 10 categorized climbs, including the legendary Côte de la Redoute. So keep an eye on the Uno X this weekend. They're not just racing, they're reviving a legacy. Jonas Vingegaard is officially back on track for the 2025 Tour de France after recovering from a concussion he suffered at Paris-Nice in March. The two-time Tour de France winner has resumed full training with no lingering symptoms. And his focus is now firmly on preparing the Tour de France showdown with Tadej Pogacar. His comeback plans kicks off with an altitude training in the Sierra Nevada this May. From there, he will return to racing at the Critérium Dauphiné in early June, a crucial test that expects to feature not just Pogacar, but also Remco Evenepoel. It will be Vingegaard's first proper race and a key step to assessing his form. After the Dauphiné, Vingegaard will head to Tignes for a final altitude camp to sharpen up before the Tour, which starts, I remind you, on July the 5th. So despite his limited race days this season, Vingegaard sounds confident, saying, and I quote, "I no longer have any issue from the concussion, I'm training without any problems." So the stage is set, the Dane is back, fit and ready for what promises to be another blockbuster summer. Tadej Pogacar continues to lead the UCI individual rankings by a massive margin. He currently sits atop with over 13,000 points, far ahead of Remco Evenepoel, second with over 5,000 points, and Mathieu Van Der Poel, who rounds up the podium with over 4,000 points. In the team's ranking, UAE Emirates is on top with nearly 12,000 points, followed by Lidl Trek and XDS Astana. As for the women, Demi Vollering is leading the charge with more than 3,000 points, ahead of Lotto Kopecky and Lorena Wiebes. This was your news flash on this Friday, the 25th of April. Remember, Grace Brown will deliver a Hunt clip on Monday, and we are back as a full team on the SBS Cycling Podcast next Wednesday.